any horror films?
Horror films. I'll tell you a true story. I'm so full of true fucking stories tonight, man. I want to tell you a story about horror films and about illiteracy. I'm going to combine the two to form a comedy fucking routine. I have that in my power to do. Now, this is a true story. I was at this movie theater, this Cineplex 14. And I'm watching Driving Miss Daisy.
Why?
Because I watch every movie that comes out. Anyway, halfway through the movie, the door opens. This guy looks in and goes, excuse me. What? Is this The Exorcist 3? He couldn't read. He got to the movies, and every movie is written over each door, and he could not fucking read. Is that the saddest thing ever? Is this The Exorcist 3? I said, yeah. Because I needed a good chuckle. That movie sucked! I used to go see horror films on Hollywood Boulevard, man, when I lived out there. That was scary. People that go to these films on Hollywood Boulevard are scarier than the fucking films, man. You could hear stuff in those audiences like, I remember when I cut off a head. Am I in your way? Is this Driving Miss Daisy? Well, maybe I misread the signs, but why is there a head being cut off here? Milwaukee. You guys got more fucking Dahmer jokes than I got, so tell you what, why don't y'all come up one at a time and do them? I don't have any mass murders. My only mass murder thought is about Ted Bundy, my personal hero! Now, I'll tell you another true story. God damn it, I'm just a master of truth tonight. Ted Bundy, when he was on trial in Florida for whatever that was, parking violations, whatever he did. When he was on trial, I read an article, they said in the paper that women were flocking to the courtroom to meet Ted Bundy and give him wedding proposals. This guy out in L.A., the Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez, has 164 women a week visit him and try and marry this guy. You know, ladies, when I hear you complain that there's just no good guys out there anymore, I had no idea it had gotten this bad. Well, this could make a really interesting additional chapter in that How to Pick Up Women book. You know, I tried everything. I shave, I'm polite, I got a sense of humor. Nothing fucking works. Have you tried cutting them into little pieces and burying them in separate states? Women love them. You'll be beating them off with a stick after you've beaten them with a stick. Why do you ladies like these fucking psychopath, dangerous killers? Tell me why. Explain it to me now. Please help me. Why do you like truckers and welders who beat you? Who? My girlfriend left me. Hard to believe. I know. I think of Bill. That's incredible, huh? All we do is picture you sitting around watching porno movies trying to blow yourself all day. Hard to believe some woman didn't want to put up with that. I'm just as shocked. But you know what? I think it helped my career that she left me because I'm driven now. I'm driven by a fantasy that one day this girl who I love more than anyone in the world and I gave my heart to and wrote poetry and songs. And one day, and she said she loved me then left. One day she's going to be living in a trailer park somewhere in Alabama. She's going to have 9 naked little kids with rickets that bring home dead animals from the side of the road for them to eat at night. Furs in their hair and mud on their face and rats laying babies in their ears at night. Yeah, that's it. She's going to live with this ex-welder, 600 pounds, fur all over his back, drinks warm beer, farts, belches, beats the kids, watches the Dukes of Hazzard every fucking night, and has to have it explained to him. Yeah, that's it. One night he's going to be making love to her and his heart's going to explode and she's going to be trapped under 600 pounds of flaccid fish belly cellulite shifting like the tides of the ocean as blood and phlegm and bile and a chaw of tobacco pours out of his mouth and nose into her face. And just before she drowns in that tepid puddle of afterbirth, she turns to the Tonight Show, and I'm going to be on it. Thank you very much. Good night.